Hello, welcome to Upstarts with Ben and Tim. This is Ben, and
I am Tim.
That is Tim.
So, I'm looking through this fucking catalog here that Ben gave me. Like the Sky Mall catalog.
I know, it kind of is.
And, let's see, let's just go over some of the things. If anyone's listening that has any sort of interest in what I would like for Christmas, this
yes,
is going to be...
Tim's
riveting.
Mom, our one and only listener.
Yeah. Well, we got Mom. We got Jose. Jose actually was like, dude, like, I went a week without getting a new podcast. He was like, what the F, so...
Well, I'm sorry. It's Thanksgiving, man.
Well, and it wasn't that. It was just...
Is that you?
Yeah, that's me.
All right.
So, the voice-activated R2-D2 is right now at the top of my list.
My thing is, it's not full-size.
Well, $200. I don't think it would be.
Yeah, for like a full size one would probably be what, 1,000?
Oh, easily.
It's still pretty neat though. Ah! Background noises, jeez. I was listening to some of our other podcasts, and I think the last two we did where I had the laptop on, I could hear my laptop being recorded. It's going.
You know why you can hear your laptop recording when you had it? Because you weren't fucking talking when you had your laptop here. You were so into looking at your laptop. They got a classic bomber jacket, but it's navy, so I'm not really too into that. I like the vertical watch.
Like, oh, they have a shitload of weird watches.
I'm just assuming
that,
like,
right up your alley.
I'm just assuming that people are going to have this catalog.
Anytime I see a watch that's somewhat, I don't know,
the genuine
different.
Navy SEAL watch. I'm not quite sure what makes it genuine.
I don't know. That it's. Well, the only thing I can think of that would qualify it as genuine is if it's actually issued out to the SEALs.
Yeah, I'll have to talk to Ken about that one, make sure. Because I don't want to get gypped.
Yeah.
So, and it's also $400, so, I mean, it better be, like, you know, have been worn through, like, a battle or something for that much.
Steven Seagal should have worn it in Under Siege 2.
Steven Seagal's watch. Lawman.
Speaking of which, I had a thought. What would you say is the last legitimate Steven Seagal movie? Like, not the ones where he would come out with a new one, like, every year and it was straight to DVD. I mean, like, the last legitimate movie.
You know, this is very interesting because I have a very quickly appropriate lined up answer for you. Under Siege 2.
Under Siege 2?
Under Siege 2. Not saying that that's my favorite, because Under Siege 1 was awesome too.
Oh, yeah.
But I think
I love 2.
I think the Under Siege movies, like, you know, when he goes to fucking Alaska and he's, like, fighting for SEALs and shit like that, you lost me.
Well, I mean, that was still a legitimate movie. Like, I mean, it got released to the theaters, and people paid money to go see it.
No, I thought you meant, like, legitimate in my eyes. Not, like, legitimate, like, it had, like, a box office and shit.
Well, I just mean, like, what you would, like, even a movie that we hate, you would, like, what's the movie that you hate?
A Steven Seagal one?
No, like, what, Mamma Mia? Do you hate Mamma Mia?
Sure, I've never seen it.
Okay, well, come on, dude, you don't have a movie that you're, like, damn you to hell for making this movie.
Anything with Ben Affleck or Nicole Kidman.
So, Daredevil.
Oh.
Okay.
Fucking Daredevil.
But see, that's a movie we hate, but that's a legitimate movie because it was released in the theaters and, you know, it made us, you know, I'm not saying it had to make a huge box office, but it had to not be straight to DVD.
Straight to DVD. So, like, some cult movies are the best ones.
Some are, but I'm just, like, the Steven Seagal movies, is like, it came out with a new one, like, every month, and it was, like, Steven Seagal with Dan Aykroyd, or, you know, some...
Glimmerman was one of the 18 Wayans brothers that they have.
So, trying to think what the last legitimate movie was. Did Exit Wounds come to the theater, or is that a straight-to-DVD?
I
can't remember. I
don't fucking know what that is.
That was with DMX.
Really?
Yeah, and Tom Arnold.
Oh, God. Anything... I hate Tom Arnold. And I hate that guy... That was fucking married to Courtney Cox, too.
Oh, yeah. Arquette.
David Arquette. I could watch him bleed to death.
You could hate fuck David Arquette.
Oh, I would skull fuck the shit out of that lifeless corpse. I hate him so
much. You know
much.
The only movie I've ever liked him in? Because I, same thing as you. You see his face, you want to stab him. Was Eight-Legged Freaks.
He's just one of those people that thinks he's fucking funny. And
like
he
Tom
fails
Green.
At it horribly.
Like him and Tom Green came out at the same time, and like they had the same type of thing. It's like they want to throw him in every fucking thing, and it's like, I don't see why.
Like the fact that I'm sitting here trying to figure out how I'm just gonna fucking throw your magazine off to the side.
Yeah, you can look through that.
But how I'm going to like afford Christmas gifts, or the fact that I would love to go to California and have Natalie and Liam actually meet my Californian family, and I can't just do that automatically because I don't have the money. And he's got money to do all of that shit based off of no fucking like
him and Courtney Cox broke up, didn't they?
Yeah, because I mean she couldn't handle it for that much longer.
Well, for a long time it's like, man, he must have a hell of a personality because I don't see what she sees in him.
When do you stop anger banging someone and just fucking move on? Well, she's no prize either.
Yeah, but her success level's different.
Well, see, that's what happens. She keeps making movies and making money. And everyone hates this fucking
guy. I don't know. I think her success level peaked with
Friends. They got
to
constantly fight about that, right?
I think her success level peaked at Friends. My thing is that her Friends level is still way more better.
I can't look at this because you keep pimping it on Facebook and it pisses me off.
I love it.
Aw, Hitman looks so horrible. If you want to play a real game, you get Assassin's Creed 3.
Oh, don't even, sir, because for the longest time, anytime I would ever bring up Assassin's Creed, you're like, no, that fucking game. Oh, I would just...
No, it's good. It's good. I like the third one. I didn't like the first one, but I like.
You just didn't like the fact that they had to add that modern day aspect. Like you would have been perfectly fine.
The first movie was a lot of him being like, "Oh, I don't know what to do.
I don't know who am I? Where am I?"
And Assassin's Creed 3 has only got like a little tiny bit of him being like him. So I'm like, he's like, oh, are you tired of being in the machine? Walk around for a while and come back when you're ready. I'm like, I'm trying to fucking play a game. What is this, Second Life?
Yeah, those parts are always, usually, I don't even walk around that much. Like, there's been a few times where I have just to see what, content there is. But other than that, you're like, no, I'm good. And you just hop right back in the machine.
You know what looks really amazing? And it doesn't come out until, like, I think March of 2013, is the new Tomb Raider.
Ooh.
Looks amazing. And the only reason why I have like an affinity for this one and not the other ones is because she actually looks like a cool, awesome girl this time.
Not ridiculous tits.
Well, yeah, but they're also straying away from trying to make her fucking look like Angelina Jolie. She just like, you know, kind of cool alternative chick with kind of red stringy hair. And she's still attractive, but I mean, it's different looking and it looks good.
It's not like that. The erotic Barbie doll, where it's like something that's completely
unattainable. It's not an Angelina Jolie movie, you know. So I'm like, I'm into it.
Well, did they even make that many games after they came out with the Tomb Raider movie?
I think they did. I think there's so many fucking games.
I think they made one or two, but I don't think it got any success.
Well, you gotta think they probably make like games just for fucking Game Boy and games just for the PSP. See, other things that happened when we had our hiatus from the podcast is
holiday hiatus.
The holiday hiatus is the Wii U came out. The fucking game system that's got like ET monitors and shit.
Well, and not only that, the game system that'll be top of the list until Xbox and PS3 come out. And then you'll never hear a peep from them until the next generation.
Wii was really fucking popular when it first came out, but I think people are pretty much over it. Well, I haven't gone to a store and it's been sold out of fucking Wii U's.
Because the movement thing was a novelty, so it drew in a lot of people because it was something different. But I think now people are used to that, and so they're like, well, what's the big deal? Who gives a crap about, hey, look, I can move my arm, and the guy on the screen moves his arm.
Yeah, I don't think it's... I have that fucking...
Yeah.
That's my keyboard. Anyways, I don't fucking think that... I mean, it's cool enough that it's going to have some followers. I don't think people are freaking out about it as much as they did when the actual Wii came
out. Thing is, the Wii U, like, it comes with the tablet that's your controller.
Yeah, which I thought the Wii U was just going to be a new handheld game system. But it's, like, the Wii's...
Yeah.
Hand system, but it's actually a new console.
So think of, like, a Wii console, but then with the... big Nintendo tablet.
Yeah.
And then I guess when you buy that, you only get one tablet and it comes with like three other regular controllers. I'm like, wait a minute, what's the point of that?
I don't know. I'm sure they've got some like ingenious way of integrating the one tablet with the other controllers.
But yeah.
I don't know. Like, when I thought it was just a handheld gaming system, I was kind of into it. Now that I know that that's just the kind of the controller, I'm like,
I haven't been excited about a Nintendo product since 64.
Yeah. Well, I like 64 was good. I'll always be a Super NES guy.
Hey, when I was reading that article about the Sony Bravia, and it said it had passive 3D, is that like with the 3DS? Is that what that means?
Oh, like you don't need fucking goggles or shit for it?
Like somehow they're able to layer the screens to where it can give you a 3D image?
I don't know. It's weird looking.
It is.
Like this, my laptop, it's got 3D capabilities, but you have to buy the goggles for it.
Yeah, the $500 goggles?
Well, no, you can actually, there's settings where you can do like the fancy powered ones that you plug in, the ones you just wear, or I mean, it actually showed a picture, you can just get the fucking ones that come in like, you know, cereal box and use those. You just gotta set up the monitor.
Next time you go to a 3D movie, just save the goggles.
And I'm like, and you think I'd be like, oh, fucking shit, and I'd be like ordering 3D. The goggles, but I'm just like,
no, you hate 3D.
Yeah.
It gives you seizures.
Well, no. It doesn't give me seizures, it causes migraines, and that's just a theory that Natalie heard about. I'm not saying that she's lying and she's wrong, but we've never, like, took the chance to see if it's true or not.
Natalie and her theories.
Yeah. Her witchcraft. But I don't know. Like, you know that suction
she's
cupping stuff? Where they put the suction cups on you? Like, my hip and my knee hurt, like, really bad the other day.
And she suction cupped you?
And she, like, put all the suction cups around my hip and my knee. And I feel pretty good, man. It took the pain away. And then I have an ear infection, and it's still just like, if I sound loud, it's because I can't fucking hear.
I constantly have shit going wrong with my ears. I don't know why.
But see, I haven't had an ear infection in a long time, because when I was a kid, I had the tubes.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You're supposed to fix all that, right?
Our award-winning podcast of when you were discussing your tubes.
Tubes, yeah, so
I think this would be neat to have the best of the Johnny Carson Tonight Show DVDs.
Yeesh. Look at this. Game of the month, Assassin's Creed 3.
Except that I don't want to pay $84 for the best of Johnny Carson, because it's 15 DVDs of full... Well, and what's neat is they do full episodes. Because my grandma, she had a Johnny Carson collection thing, box set that they sold back when VHS was the only thing, only game around.
Right.
And so all it was clips from the shows, like the best clips of like different guests and whatever. These are actually like the best shows. And so let's say like 20 of the best Tonight Show shows, and they play the full episode, which that's kind of neat.
Dishonored looks pretty good too.
I rented that. I have that at home right now. It's weird. Like, are you into steampunk stuff at all?
Natalie is super into steampunk. I think it's very interesting as well.
Because, honestly, it looks like...
Is that what it looks like?
It looks like the guys from Fallout and the guys from Half-Life got together and made a steampunk game. Because that's what it's all set in, like, a Victorian era.
I could just read out your fucking address right now on the podcast.
Ooh, don't do that.
So because our podcasts are getting up in the number range... I had to upgrade our Podomatic account because you have to store the podcasts on their servers so people can play them whenever you want. So yeah, if you're enjoying this podcast today, it's because I had to fucking buy another upgrade to the account.
Was it a lot?
It's $15 a month.
Jesus, dude.
Just to keep the podcast on there. So if we become really super famous, I don't know.
If we become that, that'd be a justifiable step, but... $15 a month for a hobby, if it doesn't go anywhere, sir, is... Well, I guess it's not that bad when you factor it into hobbies, because we used to spend $50 a month on comic books.
Yeah, I know. And then you were, like, trying to recharge me to buy comic books by being like, dude, you see this thing where you can fucking scan them and
see
put them in
there?
And, just like, ah, yeah. And that's another fucking purchase, just to buy that program.
I still haven't even looked that up. Oh, it's Marvel. I thought Marvel offered that free. What it is, it's like those codes, what do they call them? Like, not barcodes, but they're like the little scanner things.
Oh, yeah, so you can, but see, this one's got like a database, so you can actually find the cover and all that.
Oh,
stuff.
That's different. I'm talking, like, the new Deadpool issue I bought has like these little icons on the pages, and apparently, like, there's a free Marvel app to where if you scan that, it gives you like bonus content.
Ooh, fancy.
And so, I haven't tried it yet, but it sounded interesting. But yeah, that link I emailed you about the databasing, cataloging your own comic books, that sounded tits, dude.
That was cool, except for the fact that it's like a $30 program.
Well, how much, like, the basic program's like, what, $30?
Yeah, well, I mean...
Oh, yeah, that doesn't sound that bad.
Have you bought it? Oh. Yeah, see? There you go. There you fucking go.
Well, I'm not saying, like, I'm just saying in general, $30 isn't bad. You necessarily shouldn't buy it because You already have like 50 other things you're paying for, like WoW and Star Wars and...
No, I got rid of Star Wars.
Oh, didn't like it no more?
I don't know.
Just wasn't flicking your switch?
It was cool. I mean, I ain't got nothing negative to say about it. I just didn't get my goat to the, you know, for the... You know, it was really exciting to play for like the first couple of levels and everything, but it didn't have that power to keep me fucking into it. And I'm like really big into like Crysis and all that shit fucking right now too. Crysis is a good game.
I played the second one. I don't know, it just didn't grab me, I guess. Don't know why. It seems neat. Like you got a guy in a like a orc, like a bioorganic suit of some kind, like metal and man mixed together type thing.
Yeah, which is my dream.
Yeah, because like the regular Iron Man suit, not the, I don't know, current Iron Man tiles, was it like nano machines that come out of his skin? And
oh, the Extremis armor? Yeah, the nano, the yeah.
But the old school Iron Man was, you know, obviously a suit he put on. Whereas Crysis 2, it's like a bio suit, like somehow it's organic. It's an organic suit with metal and cybernetics and stuff mixed together. And then the wearer wears it and it forms a symbiotic relationship.
So, anyways, from our physics fucking talk about nanorobotics.
Awesome.
So, what else is going on? Kent was supposed to be here, but he's obviously in some sort of sleepy, like disillusioned coma right now, where he doesn't know what the fuck's
going on. He came back
on
from a mission fighting Spectre, and he made it all right, but he was tranked when he jumped on the escape helicopter.
Exactly.
And
just if anybody wants to know, if you want to get one up on an Army Ranger, just hit them an hour after they wake up because they're extremely drowsy still.
They're like, "What's going on?"
Well, maybe not all of them. Maybe just ours. Maybe just our Ranger.
Yeah, maybe. We got the sleepy ranger.
We got the sleeper cell. The sleeper cell ranger. I never knew what that meant until right now. It means you just fucking, you gotta give him a few hours to wake up.
Yeah, if you need him to do anything, you gotta text him like 50 times over a
matter of four hours.
Like
it was like he didn't know where he was for a while. Just like long, awkward pauses.
And then like you, I had him.
He was like, "Dude, you called me. What do you want?" He's just like not saying or talking at all.
Well, and then I had him on speaker, and so you would talk, and he's... It seemed like he would get confused that there'd be two voices.
Yeah, it was almost like I was like, okay, either he's confused who the fuck another person is, or he's about to be like, "Tim, I'm gonna fucking kill you."
Or he's like, just like, "Dude, Ben, why does your voice sound different?"
Yeah, it was just like, so he was still rebooting at that point. Yeah. He just wasn't ready to go yet.
He is the T-1000 or whatever it is.
He's not liquid metal?
No.
No.
T-1000 is the Arnold one, right? Or is that the T something or other?
I don't know.
You can buy the Beatles album all, or Beatles catalog all on vinyl.
Well, they say that you're either a Beatles man or an Elvis man, and I'm neither.
So. I like songs from both.
I don't know. Like, everyone's like, "Oh my god, Pink Floyd." I don't really care too much for Pink Floyd either.
I'm not a big audiophile. Is that what they call the people that are big into music? Like, I like music.
I think they call them normal. Don't like music? What kind of a weird Amish kid are you?
I like
oh my
music,
gosh.
Dickhole.
So that
I was trying to explain my point was that I'm not like that. Isn't my hobby? Like some people are really big into music to where like they know everything, and where like if I'm listening to the radio and someone's like, "Hey, who is that?" I'm like, "I got no fucking clue. I know I like their song. I just..."
Well, today's music I couldn't tell you because I don't. It's my contention that music is no longer where it should be.
Is that your contention?
That's my contention, sir.
I've heard him contend that.
Seinfeld. Anyways, there's a new show, and I can't tell you what channel it's on.
Like the...
The...
Tabletop Aquarium.
The Amish Mafia, which I guess is a real thing. Like guns and shooting.
Do they actually call themselves the Mafia? Because would they be like, "What the fuck's a Mafia?"
I don't know. That's what the show is called. But I mean, it's like setting buggies and shit on fire. I'm not even joking. Like, blew my mind. It's more so than when I actually moved to Indiana from California, and I was like, "Holy shit, Amish people are real." I thought it was
they always come off as a real peaceable people.
Peaceable?
Peaceful?
I think so. You know what? Fuck it.
They're nice to each other. Fuck.
No, you know what? Let's bring Peaceable. Let's make that our quest.
Quest for Peaceable.
It's gonna be like, it's gonna say Ben Dolby. Peace. It's gonna have the date you born and the date you died, and it said brought Peaceable into the dictionary.
Eat it.
Let's do it. So yeah. Anyways, yeah. You would think that they wouldn't be like, you know, and isn't like guns like modern technology?
Yeah, they're like, I think it's their Mennonite religion that's against guns.
So I mean, if they don't go to hell for the gun shooting people thing, they'll definitely go for the touching
which is
guns.
Weird because I've heard that the Mennonites are against guns or not Mennonite. I think Amish and Mennonite's different. Mennonite's like Amish light.
Well, don't they hunt and like eat meat and stuff?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I remember hearing something that like they're, this could be complete bullshit, but I remember hearing something like they're against guns. Yet anytime I ever hear of any gun auction in our area coming up, my dad's like, yeah, but it'll be a bunch of Amish people show up and they'll buy everything for obscene amounts of money and you won't be able to get a good deal on anything because it'll drive the price up on everything.
Well, see, that's the thing. Natalie's mom says the same thing about the Amish people when it's garage sale season, because they'll just show up with like a fucking truck and a trailer and they'll just buy everything.
Well, and they'll spend more on it than what it's worth. Like, if you're like, hey, I can get this thing for like $100, that's like maybe $50 less than what I'd buy it at the store. And the Amish come in, it's like, I'll give you $200 for it. It's like, ah!
You know what I want to say? The Amish vibrator. How do you think that works?
Probably.
You gotta call your kid into fucking.
I think it's like how mills work. You know, you got that big wheel in the river.
They gotta be like, hey, Jeb, you need to come in here and fucking pedal the bike. That's hooked up to the fucking motor. Yeah.
Honey, instead of all this effort into me pedaling the bike so you can get off, how about we just have sex?
Maybe that's why they breed dogs and grow peanut butter.
Because they're so unfulfilled with sexually that they gotta find other pursuits. Is that what you're getting at?
See, that's what I want. I want to know.
I've always been curious about the Amish.
They always got... Every woman's got needs, no matter what relationship or religion they are. It's like, what are they... They put a fucking... They put a duck's foot down there and smack it on
I imagine, seeing as how a dildo is fairly low-tech, that...
No, I mean, you need, like, the vibration. You need some... Blah, you need a little... Bzz, you need a little, you know... What do they do?
Yeah, you get a jar full of bumblebees and you put them inside the... Like, you have a hollow dildo, and you put them in there, you shake it up, and zzzz.
This is like it's a fucking a mason jar with some bees in it.
Yeah.
Just shh.
Shake the jar.
Shh. We're going to go catch bees. Like, hello, mother. What are we going to do today? We're going to talk about the birds and the bees. But first... We must catch the bees.
Are we gonna make honey? Well,
it comes with a gift, but we need to catch the bees first.
I'm gonna make honey, but not the kind for you.
Yeah, dude, Amish people. You know what else are you gonna do after you raise a barn?
I've always been curious about the Amish, though. Just their lifestyle. That they just commit to a life of pre-electricity and industry. Maybe not pre-industry.
What is the thought process behind that? Like, why is it against religion to have, like, electricity?
Somehow, like, honestly, this is just coming from observing them from afar, because honestly, I have not read any of their text behind their lifestyle. But I assume that somehow when we got electricity, when there's that point where we were becoming more of a modern industrial society, they're like, no... That's not the way. That'll lead us down a bad path, so we must keep ourselves
in this. Is that what it was? It's not
this.
Like Jesus said no Xbox. It's just like we think that that's not the way to go.
No, because really, it seems like they just stopped moving forward technology-wise like the late 1800s, if you look at how they live. Except then you see the Amish that are like real liberal. They're like, oh, we can have a tractor. It's just got to be like a fucked up... oil-powered tractor of some kind that
steam
pulls little weight.
The Model A tractor. What is their religion called? Because we just say the Amish is
their
religion.
Well, Mennonite's different from Amish, so I don't know. It's just called
Amish.
Yeah,
what are they called?
Unless
it's
just Mennonite. But I always...
Well, aren't they called, like, Pennsylvania Dutch or something? Or is it the language or something? They speak English, don't they? They don't talk.
They speak Dutch
and... They look at you and they're just like, ah...
English! English!
Yeah, they just look at you like you're fucking a dead man walking and they just, here, I'm going to sell you this puppy mill fucking dog and then go back into your fucking iron coffin and drive away.
Thank you for this dog. And you go to walk away and then you turn back to ask something and they're gone.
I used to hunt on private Amish property and they were like really cool about me hunting there.
Back in the days of Tim the Hunter.
Tim the Hunter, who is dead now. When I killed an innocent deer and I was like, no, God, take me instead. But anyways,
you were on the ground rocking.
They were really cool about it because I would always just be like, listen, man, I'm not going to fucking eat this thing. I just killed it because I have no soul. I'm like, why don't you take the carcass?
I'm mad at life.
Yeah, I'm like, please, take the carcass and like feed your family.
I'm upset at God right now and I'm taking it out on his creatures.
Yeah, I'm just like, listen, I'm going to shoot this fucking thing. And it wasn't for me, man, so whatever. But so, Thanksgiving, how was it for you?
Well, we went to Chicago.
How's your sister doing, huh? Tell me about your sister.
She misses you.
Fucking... Oh my God, Tim Dolby sounds pretty good. Because I take her last name.
There you go. Well, it sounds like a plan. Like, you divorce Natalie, go marry my sister. I'll marry Natalie.
You'll marry Natalie?
And, like, I'll be the stepdad, Liam. Obviously, you'll be the full dad.
Yeah, I mean, I like to keep my dad rights, if that's okay. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Like, I don't mind if he just keeps calling me Uncle Ben, you know, stepdad.
But isn't that weird? That's going to create some sort of a weird triangle, though, because you're going to be Liam's stepdad, but I'm also going to be your stepbrother.
Ooh.
That's like some creepy shit. That's like we should start, like, fucking moonshining in the
woods.
Not
stepbrother, you'd be a brother-in-law.
Yeah, brother-in-law. But I'd also be like... I don't know. That's weird. We have the logistics of that one.
Yeah. You know what irritates me about that moonshine show? Yeah. Now, and I don't know if it's just the leak.
They're doing it wrong. They need cats.
Yeah. To guard the still.
They need the fucking cats, man. They're missing the cats in that show.
My thing was, I was always under the assumption that as long as you produce it for personal use, that's not illegal. Like, you got people that brew their own beer or make their own wine.
Well, see, that's the thing, though. They're distributing it in large amounts. I think it's just
now,
like...
Is that the thing? Are they actually distributing it?
I think there's a certain rule, because, like, when I lived in Michigan and smoked cigarettes, Indiana was the place to go, because
yeah,
the tax
cheaper
on Michigan cigarettes are ridiculous. So if you take more than 3 cartons over the state line, you get fucking busted if you get caught. Because they say that they figured out, or they just decided that they're going to say that's more than personal usage. That's because they're going to go up and fucking sell them to other people. So I'm pretty sure there's, like, you know, you can make a fucking few bottles of moonshine, but if we see, like, the truck is full of fucking it, then...
Well, I mean, the TV show, whatever they call it, is it Moonshiners or Shiners?
Yeah,
or
I think it's just really called just Moonshiners.
So, I've never seen the show, so are they selling it to people then?
Yeah, well, that's okay. What the whole thing is. It's like, and then they also film, like, the other side of it. They'll, like, show, like, the cop drive around the car, and they'll be like, yeah, I gotta fucking catch... Just like, dude, why don't you just arrest the cameraman for knowing fucking where it's at and not telling you? I mean, how does that work?
You think they're ever like,
They're like, damn the show, you know where the fucking guys go. You need to tell me or I take you in.
This isn't a joke. This is my job,
yeah,
man.
Exactly. Dude, you're an accessory to moonshining and smuggling right now because you went and filmed them an hour ago and saw where all the shit is. And now you're talking to me about how I'm supposed to do my job and you know where the fuck... I'm like, that's blown away. Why doesn't the cop cuff the fucking cameraman and be like, dude, accessory?
Which always wonders to me how realistic reality TV
is. Exactly. Like, they showed... There's this clip that's going on Facebook right now about that Miami fucking towing. Where they tried to tow this guy's Lexus away and he's like a pedicurist. And, you know, the big fucking gigantic guy gets out of the tow truck. He's like, listen, bro, you know that you haven't paid for your fucking car. We gotta repo it. And I'm sorry, it's nothing personal. And then the guy's like, dude, you're not taking my car. And the big guy, of course, is like, man, I don't want to have to hurt you. Just let me take your car. And all of a sudden, the guy starts flipping around like a fucking, like, monk. Like a fucking Shaolin monk Bruce Lee. And beats the shit out of the guy. And I'm like, dude, there's no fucking way that's real. It can't be. And then another guy goes, whoa, what are you doing? And the guy does, like, a spin kick in the air. Knocks that fucking guy out. And that big black chick comes out, grabs a crowbar, and just cracks this fucking little, like, kung fu guy in the back of the head. Like, dude, there's no fucking way that's real. There's no way that a pedicurist just walks out, starts, like, full on, like, this isn't like he had, like, nunchucks in his pocket. This is, like, full on, he was doing flips and tumbles and shit in the air. Like, there's no fucking way.
Well, not only that, but anybody that, like, you think of just, like, a regular white-collar guy, like, pedicurist or whatever, he's gonna be like, okay, I'll go talk to my credit agency and see if I can pay them the payment so I can get my car back. Like, they're not going to be like, I'm going to assault somebody, which is a crime, so I can keep them from repoing my car, which they're going to do anyway.
Well, see, the funny thing is like, someone's repoing my car. I run out there, I knock the fucking shit out of them. And then I'm like, oh shit, I don't know how to get the fucking thing out of the fucking tow truck. What lever do I pull? You kind of need to, like, have them do it and then knock the shit out of them first.
But, yeah, a lot of those reality shows seem very staged.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, what's the point of that? It's like, is there a law that if you knock the guy out that drives a tow truck, then they're just like, okay, you don't have to pay for it, you can have it back. I mean, they're going to keep coming back and get the car from you. You might as well just let them take it.
Which, to me, like, I know why they do it. They do it for ratings, because they want to get people to watch the show. But my thing is, if you just film the people doing their job, I'll watch. Because those shows like Dangerous Catch and Axeman and stuff, I watch it, and they don't really hype it up a whole lot. It's like, hey, these guys are going to cut down a tree, then they're going to cut down another tree.
See, that's the thing.
But it's like their work's interesting, so you watch. You don't have to be like, and this week on Axeman, they find a Sasquatch.
That's another thing I want to bring up. If we're on the subject of TV, if you can hear that my voice has gotten very somber about it.
He's going to bring it down.
They canceled Dirty Jobs, which is one of my favorite fucking shows.
What did Mike Rowe do?
Mike Rowe is one of the best comedic geniuses.
I love Mike Rowe.
In our time right now. Because the greatest thing about people that are funny is when it's undercover and it's just like kind of in there and
very
you gotta
subtle.
Fucking catch it. It's very subtle. And Mike Rowe is the king of. If Mike Rowe, if you're listening to this, I think you're awesome.
If you ever want to go gay, Mike.
Yeah.
Tim Harling is.
I got a dirty job, man. It's called. I don't know. I'll get one.
Clean
just
the pipes.
To give him a fucking job. I'll get one.
Pipe cleaner.
Pipe cleaner.
His pipes are clean.
But Mike Rowe is awesome. Like, he's the one that was like, you know, hey, you know how I make it 9 inches? I fold it in half. That was fucking Mike Rowe, man. That was Mike Rowe.
The best nose hair trimmer. That's what I'm getting you for your Christmas present. The nose hair trimmer.
I need it, man, because I get the ones that, like, come out and curl and they, like, go into the other nostril. It's like I got fucking.
What I don't like is the ones that hide, like, in the tip of your nose. Like, you got that, like, little shallow spot that kind of curves in.
Yeah.
And they're like,
burr. And they hurt. Your fucking eyes water up and you start to cry.
Yeah. Shall I read you the ad for the best nose hair trimmer?
Okay.
This nose and ear hair trimmer earned the best rating from the Hammacher Schlemmer Institute because it cut hair closer, faster, and with more comfort than any other model.
Oh my god, do you start to grow hair in your fucking ears?
Panelists lauded the best model for trimming, the closest and quickest without pulling, and its curved, narrow head allowed it to reach more parts of the ear.
Dude, that sounds sexy. It's curved.
The panel preferred the best nose hair trimmer in tests for comfort because it did not tickle or cause any irritation while it cut. The best model was the only unit that could be used in a shower, and the head rinses under a faucet for easy cleaning. The trimmer has dual hypoallergenic stainless steel blades and it's ergonomic. Lightweight design ensures optimal maneuverability. $20.
See, the ergonomic I think is important. So you don't want to get a fucking carpal tunnel from you using your nose hair trimmer. Oh my god.
Why'd you buy the nose hair trimmer that has a 3-foot handle? I don't know. I'm not very ergonomic.
So they gotta test this thing out. Trial and error. Do you think they tested it on humans and just fucked up a lot of people's noses before they got the right design?
Well, isn't it always kind of like the understanding that they test shit out on convicts first?
They have to. Well, see, but the thing I'm saying is they can't test this out on animals because animals have different fucking nostrils.
Well, not only that, but you got the animal rights people.
Fuck animal rights people. Like, oh, we love animals while they're eating your steak. They can kiss my ass.
Or, we love animals, we're not going to eat meat.
No.
You realize those animals eat meat, right?
Well, let's make this clear. I'm not saying that I'm for animal abuse.
Well, who is?
I'm just saying that.
Except for those fucked up people they always show on those commercials. Jesus.
Oh, where they play the sad songs.
I think it's the HSPCA or whatever they're called.
ASPCA, where they play the sad song and show
you. Yeah, they showed
you
like some animal with his head split in half, but he's blinking at you like, why?
Yeah, and he's just like, even though my brain's falling out, I'm just so ready to play with you and love you. And
why didn't anybody love me?
Yeah.
What did I do?
But you know what, dude? That commercial's fucking effective because I'm
it
just
is
like,
effective.
Oh my god,
it
dude.
Tears me up every time I'm seeing it. I'm like,
oh my
just,
god.
Honestly, I would donate to a commercial that says, hey, there's people out there that hurt animals. Would you please donate to our cause? Do we have to see the half-dead animal that's like, why, God?
Oh, they're playing on heartstrings, totally. But you know what the funny thing is it costs more to help out the ASPCA than it does to fucking adopt like a pygmy baby from Africa. You know, for pennies a day, you can give Umfufu fucking rice and beans.
Yeah, but do they? But does Umfufu give you a tote bag for donating?
I don't know, but you get pictures of them.
ASPCA,
with the flies,
you get a tote bag.
They're like, you know, give us a few bucks a month. We'll give Umfufu some fucking food, some shows, and then we'll send you a picture where you can see all the fucking flies buzzing around his head when he's walking around like dead bodies and stuff. But that doesn't even cost half as much as it costs to like help out a dog. It's funny.
Well, don't they just take any donations though? If you're just straight up donating, like here's $10.
Yeah, but don't you remember? It's like, oh, for just for a penny a day.
Yeah.
He could go to Harvard, you know, and fucking buy a Mercedes. And then the dog people are just like, well, fuckers, you're going to have to give us like $20 a month if you want to help out fucking Scooby.
Yeah.
So
otherwise, we're lighting this dog on fire and watching him run away.
Yeah, like, dude, the furnace is fucking lit, bro. I mean, we never fucking run out of firewood at the ASPCA.
Or they change their tactics. Instead of like, keep people from doing it, it's like, if you don't give us money, I'm going to beat this fucking dog with a stick.
Yeah.
Give me money.
Should they do that? Just like get Charlie Sheen to be like, listen, I'm fucking crazy. You know I'll do it. He's just holding, he's just like getting in the dog's face and be like, you know, fucking do it, you stupid dog. And people are all like, oh shit.
Charlie's gonna kick that dog's ass.
Charlie Sheen, as he's screaming into the dog's face, the dog just kind of turns slowly, looks at the camera like, are you gonna fucking help me, motherfucker? Charlie Sheen's doing a fucking line of coke off the dog's ear. I'm gonna fucking beat
you. I'm gonna
shit
beat you two-headed and you dog. Oh,
yeah, exactly. He's being like, wait, just tell Charlie Sheen the fucking dog's Jewish. He's gonna go shithouse. And then they just film the commercial where it's like, the producer's gonna let me fucking kill this dog in 5 days if we don't get enough money. And dude, people will call in, I think. Don't you think?
I would, yeah.
I call in just to fucking take the joy of beating a dog out from Charlie, because I hate his guts. I think he's tiger blood, fucking Adonis DNA. I think it's over with. It was kind of interesting at the time.
Oh, that got old fast.
It got really old
fast. Yeah, that really got
old. Then he tried
to
take it on tour and all that.
Yeah.
It got old quick.
With varying success or failure.
With no success.
I get the most random catalogs. Like this one, I always get this catalog, but the other catalogs I get are just a random collection of really goofy shit. Like, they had one page that was all devoted to Doctor Who stuff in this one catalog I was looking at, and that's where the Fez was, because you could get the Doctor Who Fez and bow tie.
I've never seen Doctor Who, and everyone's yeah, everyone says that they love it.
I haven't seen the new one, though. Like, I mean, I've seen the new one that came that they restarted in 2005, but I haven't seen the one with the most recent Doctor with that one guy.
Did you watch... How'd you like Elementary?
I watched it. Yeah, it's alright, you know.
Alright? Lucy Liu, man. Oh my god. So if anybody doesn't know...
It's nice to see her in a role where she's not playing like a vain... Like, oh, I'm pretty and...
Oh my god,
world.
She doesn't even have to try to be pretty. She's beautiful.
I know, but
Asian
seen...
chick with freckles? Are you fucking kidding me?
I know, but you've seen those roles she's played where it's like, I'm pretty and you're going to do what I want because I'm pretty because I rule the world.
So, okay, so for people that don't know...
But this role is great.
There's a BBC show
called
Sherlock.
Sherlock.
And that show is fucking hard, dude. That's
that
a good show.
Amazing
the guy,
show.
I feel bad because I don't know the actor's name.
I have a man crush on that guy.
But he plays
Sherlock.
The fuck out of fucking that role. But anyways, so most, you know, like everything we do here in America, BBC's got a good fucking show, and we steal it and make our own. Like The Office.
Yeah, Office.
So,
there's been a huge number
there's
stuff
been a
that
bunch.
We
yeah. The Office is the Office is the first one that comes to mind. So they make this Sherlock Holmes show, and it's called Elementary, and it stars Johnny Lee Miller, who was the guy in Hackers, if you guys don't remember who that is.
Did he play the main guy?
He's the main guy in Hackers.
Really?
Which I guess in real life he's British, so he's got a British accent.
So
he kept that much of it.
So he is British real life, yeah. It's not an American guy trying
no, no,
to
No, no,
British
no, no, no,
no.
It was the other way around. He was British pretending to be American in most movies. This one he's using his actual accent. And then Lucy Liu, which is the flip that I really love about this, plays the doctor, like a female. And actually, he's like an addict. And she moves in with him to keep an eye on him and make sure that he doesn't go back to drugs.
Yeah, I don't know if this is a real thing or not, but if she plays like an actual companion.
Yeah, she like her so, like sure yeah, like his dad is paying her to live with him and keep an eye on him.
But the impression I got was that it's an actual, like, real-life position where, like, these people come into these addicts' home and, like, keep an eye on them until they can find them a sponsor and then be like, all right, you're good. I'm going to peace out.
Right. So she's like, and she was a doctor and, like, her patient died on the operating table, so she decided, fuck this, I'm going to quit. So she's, like, looking for a job, so she moves in with this motherfucker to keep him from snuffing, like,
glue. Which seems
glue
like such
shit.
A weird thing, because, like, hey, here's a guy that's an addict. Why don't you live in the same house?
Well, but, I mean, she was, like, a surgeon, you know? Surgeons do fucking anything they want. But the thing about it is the episode I saw is
was last night's?
No, actually, I watch the ones that are on demand, which is like
I guess you can download from iTunes. Yeah.
But she's talking to this guy that kind of knows Sherlock a little bit, and she's like, "Why is this guy so fucked up? Why did he turn to drugs in the first place?" And she finds out that when he was at this like rehab center locked up, he would walk around and he would just keep saying the name Irene. Which you know, Irene Adler. So she finds out that he had this girl, Irene Adler, and that she kept writing him letters. And then she's like, who's this girl? If I'm trying to help you with this drug thing, you need to tell me who this important person in your life is. And Sherlock's like, fuck you. He gets really mad that she brings it up and she found out about her. Like, fuck you, I'm not telling you about Irene. And the last scene I saw, he's sitting there in front of the fire and he looks really pissed off and upset at the first time. And he was like, Irene Adler, she's very important to me. She's dead now. And then it goes fucking credits. So I was like, dude, I'm hooked now.
I like, well, and that type of a, I don't know if they do this with every type of a Sherlock Holmes story or if it's just the modern or the most recent interpretations, like the Robert Downey Jr. one, yeah. And then the Sherlock one in Out Elementary, but that really eccentric character that's like unbelievably smart but really eccentric appeals to everybody. Like that, like the Captain Jack Sparrow kind of character where he might not have been incredibly brilliant smart, but he had that weird eccentric, like everywhere,
just
at
completely
once
one of a kind person. I give, you know, the new refound birth of the Sherlock Holmes series and the way that he plays himself is like the most intelligent person around, but he's just fucking out there and crazy. I think that Robert Downey Jr. is the one that started that. Because if you think about any
well,
other...
that was the first one, like the first read.
Yeah, but I'm saying now all the shows, like Sherlock and Elementary, they're all playing off of that same thing. It's like he's fucking super duper smart and doesn't miss a beat, but he's batshit crazy.
Yeah.
And Robert Downey Jr., that was his take on it. Everyone loved it, so now we're just always going to know him as the guy that's batshit crazy.
Because
I don't think the book he was...
No, because
the book he may have been like a little bit rude and fucking smart, but he was never just like, I'm going to go fucking, you know, do backyard brawls and fucking fight this big Irishman for money and shit and drink and
drink
catch flies. Yeah, and just like batshit crazy, dude. I was like, this is awesome. Really made it cool again.
Keep a severed head in your fridge just to chronicle the decomposition rate.
Yeah, and just like going to choke dead bodies to see like how the bruising would look and shit, just like bad shit crazy.
Yeah, like that. I think it's the first episode of Sherlock. He's got that white riding crop and he's beating the shit out
of
the
beating the shit out of the. But he plays a good fucking role, man.
That the British one they got.
The British
really
one.
Sweet.
I mean, I guess we could look up his name right now because I don't know it, but he did a really good job.
That's
I
not
like
really
that.
How we do things here.
It's not. We're just gonna throw like random fucking fragments of.
And then if we remember it the next time we podcast, we'll be like, hey, that guy we were talking about, his name is so and so.
Which doesn't mean it's Cara Beans, if you haven't listened to the first one.
That reminds me. I don't know why it segued into this, but it reminded me of that. Favorite Christmas movies.
Ooh. You know, I may have to go with the fucking kind of boring, cheesy one and be like The Christmas Story, man.
That's
fucking
good, sir.
Red Ryder BB gun,
he
bro.
Had yellow eyes.
He had yellow eyes. So help me God, yellow eyes.
Which, did you know that was Zach Ward playing, what's his face? Scott Farkas?
Was it?
Yeah, the guy, you know who I'm talking about, Zach Ward, the guy, he played, you remember the TV show Titus?
No.
Okay,
I hated that fucking guy.
Yeah?
The Titus comedian guy?
Oh you hate
God.
Everybody.
I hate that fucking guy, though. No, I'm annoyed by everybody. I hate that fucking guy.
Like, unless it's somebody you know, like, and say, hey, did you see that one show with so-and-so on? I hate that fucking guy.
I hate that fucking guy. Because I think you'll have a less of a reaction out of me if I like the person.
Yeah.
So it's just easier.
So, yeah, it was pretty good.
It's just easy to remember the times where I'm like, ah, fuck this guy.
Okay, so did you see the first Transformers movie?
Yes, I did.
Do you remember the little army unit that was in the desert?
I do.
Remember that one red-haired guy?
I do.
That got killed?
Scott fucking Farkas. I get it now. Like, Natalie's family tradition on Thanksgiving is after they eat, they watch Christmas Vacation.
Ooh, I love fucking Christmas Vacation.
Hey,
Shitter's full.
Yeah, Griswold, what are you going to do with that tree? Bend over and I'll show you.
You got a lot of nerve talking to me that way.
I wasn't talking to you.
So, but the thing occurred to me, Natalie didn't know this, but Russ, the son on that movie,
Johnny Galecki,
was Leonard Hofstadter.
I love that guy's name. Johnny Galecki.
Dr. Leonard Hofstadter. Who I will always love that guy. It's like he's a little small Jewish guy.
Didn't you love him in Roseanne?
Oh my God, he was amazing.
David?
But see, that's the thing. He's little and small and awkward, and he's Jewish, and he wouldn't... But he dated Penny for a while. Girls find this guy sexy, even though he keeps playing these kind of awkward
roles.
He's
adorable, though. You can put him in your pocket. You're like, oh, you're so sweet.
And we all know now that Sheldon in real life, he's a gay man.
He likes the penis.
Which, you know, makes it... That's why he's so brilliant at being neutral to the opposite sex. Because in real life, he's like, I don't really like girls at all.
Well, and when I found that out, it surprised me. Like, when someone said, hey, the... what's his name? It's something.
Who's the guy?
Sheldon. The guy plays Sheldon.
Oh my God. I know, right? I can't fucking think of it.
All
right,
so Sheldon.
Sheldon.
When you found out that he was gay, weren't you a little shocked? Like, would you have guessed that? So, like, what do you think in real life the actor's into? Not probably ladies.
Actually, he's from Texas, and he's a really big sports buff. I kind of had a feeling that he may be gay. Just
from the neutral, the asexual performance of Sheldon?
No, not from his performance, because, I mean, he's a brilliant actor. I'm pretty sure if even he was like, totally like, oh, pussy, I think he still would have been really good at pretending to not want it at all.
Well, that's, like, I don't really necessarily think it would benefit either preference, really, to try and play
Jim Parsons.
There you go. If you're a straight guy or a gay guy going into a role where you gotta play an asexual guy, I think it's the same level of difficulty. It doesn't really lend...
See, I hope he always stays asexual. Like, everyone's like, oh, I can't wait until he fucks fucking... What's her name?
Yeah. I don't know. It'd be an interesting episode.
But I'm like, no, because I think that would be bullshit.
It'd be an interesting episode, but that might be where the show dies, because then after that, you're like, well, that's not Sheldon. Sheldon doesn't have sex. He views touching other people as incredibly gross and unsanitary.
Well, like, I can explain it this way. This is one of my favorite stories about Jim Carrey and the making of Dumb and Dumber. Is when he first originally read the script, at the very end of the movie, Harry and Lloyd get on the fucking bus to be those lotion oil boys for the Tropicana girls. They were like, yeah, totally, we'll do it. They got excited and like, of course we can do that. And they get on the bus, it's a happy ending. They go to like have orgies and rub down girls with lotion. And Jim Carrey gets pissed off and he's like, I'm not going to do this movie if we do this ending.
If I got to touch people.
No, he was like, I'm not going to do this ending because that was not what my character would do. My character wouldn't have gotten that. He wouldn't have figured it out. So it's like, I'd much rather see them just like do the bonehead move and be like, oh, well, there's a town back there where you can find them. And then they're like, man, those guys are lucky. We will get our... No, the famous line at the very end, we'll get our chance. We just got to keep our eyes open. And they just fucking missed it. That's a much better thing, because like if all of a sudden Sheldon's like, yeah, dude, I'm going to fucking give it to Amy Farrah Fowler. I'm just going to cheat it, dude. I'm just going to be like, no fucking
Where he just
way.
He walks up to Leonard one day and he's like, oh, I just want to eat that pleasure.
Yeah, I'm just
And you're like,
oh.
What?
Because there are the people that are going to be like, yes, he finally fucking fucked somebody. This is amazing. And I'm going to be pissed off. I'm going to be like, dude, that's not what he does.
Honestly, I think that desire... is coming from people not because they're like, I want to see the Sheldon character actually start to like people and want to have... I think it's more of the, I want to see that fucked up thing of two really antisocial, Like, one person used to be real.
So you're hoping that they're going to release it, like, X-rated. Yeah. Like, I just want to see two awkward people that don't know what they're doing try to
play. Well, no, because obviously they're two fictional characters. I mean, just, like, just in the realm of the show where, like, they wake up the next day. It's, like, Sheldon's got his arm around Amy's, you know, shoulders or whatever. It's like, hey, last night was good. You know,
the dirty talk would be like, just be like, oh, this coitus.
It, I was thinking that
phallus feels so good.
Yeah, or they throw in a lot of math references. Just or
math, be like, oh yeah, bitch.
Like, it's like, oh, actually, I think if I heighten the plane here and come at it with more of a force in this direction, it should work out pretty good.
Yeah, just be like, oh, 3.16, bitch. And you'd be like, what's that? Be like, pi.
3.1415926.
Yeah, fucking pi, bitch. Right in your pi.
I'm going to divide your pi with...
Like, oh my god, this guy. Let's make a pie chart, baby. Let's film our sex and then fucking draw out all the angles and make it into a physics problem.
No, so I think that's what that's kind of... I don't think it's from the, oh, I want to see Sheldon be happy and married. And I think it's more of the, I want to see that fucked up situation. Because that would totally destroy his character. Because, like, that ain't Sheldon.
It's not Sheldon. It wouldn't work. I don't think I would like that. Because, like, I'm like,
Sheldon can grow personality-wise to where he can interact with people a little better, but he's still Sheldon. So he's like, I want you to know that I care that about your problems, but I also don't.
Well, the thing is...
It's like, if you're my friend, so if anything bad was going to happen to you, I would prevent it from happening, but I don't feel like showing any emotion about it.
The pilot episode of that show, where they didn't really have the characters completely narrowed down.
Yeah, you could really tell.
They actually have him, the very opening episode where they see Penny, and they're like, oh shit, and they walk in to eat food, and, you know, Leonard's being like, oh dude, I want to totally fucking, you know, do creepy science things to that. And Sheldon's making fun of him, he grabs two beers out of the fridge and he pops them open, hands one to Leonard, and they start just having a beer with their food.
And Sheldon would never do that.
Dude, that was a rough fucking draft of Sheldon, because he would never drink a beer. Like there's episodes where he accidentally has some, Penny like tricks him and shit,
like,
and he gets like totally plastered. But just being like, oh yeah, you know, I just have a fucking Miller with my fucking Thai food. Never. I'm like, man, well, they didn't have it nailed down yet at all. So I get angry when I see that. I'm like, what?
That first episode, they were trying to make like a... It seemed like the Sheldon character they were trying to go for was someone that was really completely socially inept, but he had like a sex drive, too.
He was a little bit less uptight than the Sheldon we know today.
Because the Sheldon we know is really asexual and incredibly uptight, where this guy was more of like an in-between of like Leonard and the Sheldon we know. He was more of like maybe mid to maybe more towards the Sheldon.
I want to see Raj get a girlfriend.
I do too.
I want to see Raj.
Because Raj is always such a sad sack.
No, actually, in real life, he just got married.
Ooh, good for him.
Yeah, I think he got married back in India because they said it was like a 7-day event. So he must have did something that was very akin to his, you know, family and where he came from.
What about Ms. Cuoco? Is she married yet?
Miss Cuoco is not married yet. She's quite the...
So I still got a chance is what you're saying.
Yeah, I follow her on Twitter. She's pretty cool. She's pretty cool. But you know who I like? The girl that I like the most on that show? The one that gets me going.
Amy Farrah Fowler.
No, it's not.
Oh.
Bernadette would be that little squirrely voice and those glasses.
You know what cracks me up? You ever see the like extras on the DVDs where it's just like them interviewing the cast?
She's got a different voice.
That is completely not her voice.
She sounds normal.
She's got more of a husky voice.
Yeah, and you know what? I hate it. I was like, oh my god, it's all fucking...
Why? Why, God?
Like, I think it's just the mousy voice, which is weird. Like, the lady that does...
She based that voice on her mom.
Yeah, the lady that does the voice for Lisa Simpson, I find sexy. Even though she's, like, 55 years old, because I'm just like, God, I love the little voice. I just want her to say shit to me. I just want her
like
to
in
say
the Lisa voice, be like,
oh, stick it in me, too. Just be like, listen, I'm going to completely lose the... You're old, and you're kind of creepy looking, so I'm going to lose it really quick if you stop talking. You just gotta keep saying shit.
Tim, I want you inside me.
It's funny, when he did the impression of her, he actually went deeper. Because her voice is like, really high.
For once in your life, be cool.
It's like, oh, Tim, cowabunga, and shit like that. Like,
so you want to fuck Bart now, too?
No, but I mean, just like Simpsons shit, you know? Be like, oh, praise Jeebus. I'm like,
Oh, damn it.
Just, dude, it'd be like fucking Lisa Simpson. She, you know she's got to be of age by now. She's as old as I am, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah, so but in the okay. TV show, she's still an 8-year-old girl.
Yeah, yeah, I know. But see, if they had made a show where they're a little bit older, like, remember Rugrats? Rugrats came out with like a new thing where they were like,
yeah, like every so often they kept.
And that fucking failed. Like when you go on Netflix, you can't find the Rugrats where they're old.
You know what ticks me off is when they don't do that. Because I always thought it's like, why? Like, honestly, you don't have to like progress it like real life, but at least every couple of years, knock them up a little bit. Like in the TV show, Bart's supposed to be 10, Lisa's supposed to be 8. So like 4 years go by, have her be 9 and him be 11, or have him be starting middle school or something. Like, you can, why don't they ever try and progress? Like, I was a big fan of King of the Hill, and Bobby was still like a 9th grader or something. It's like, dude, that kid needs to be in, or 8th grader. It's like, dude, that kid should be in high school or something.
No, but see, when people start getting older and you can see that they're generally progressing, I don't like change too much. It's like,
I know.
The show is going to be different now.
I know, but the Simpsons have been on for almost 25 years.
That's why I like the Simpsons, is because I can always know that those characters will be exactly the way I love them.
Here's my thing. There's been a lot of Simpsons episodes that missed the mark because they've been on for 25 years. It's like, how many more fucking stories can you tell? So if you keep locking them in that 8-year-old and 10-year-old formula, you're still scratching the bottom of stories to tell. Why don't you tell the stories of them progressing through their life?
I mean, I can see your side of it, but I just also love the fact, I just love it, that Stewie's always going to be a fucking baby.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so fucking hilarious that he's intelligent and evil as an infant. That's fucking awesome. Like, if Stewie is a teenager, all teenagers are fucking like Stewie.
Yeah.
The funny part is because he's like that way and he's a kid.
Well, I'm not saying that that needs to be the case in everything. I'm just saying it would be neat if there was a show that would, like an animated show that actually progressed.
I don't know, that puts an expiration date to those.
Yeah, but you don't have to put like a real life like, instead of like, oh, each year we get older, have it be different. Like, each couple of years, each 5 years.
I know, it's just, there's shows that when I'm feeling like depressed and down, like I can curl up on the couch, put the show on, and watching that show immediately makes me feel comfortable and loved and just warm.
Seinfeld's kind of a security blanket. Like, I'll pop that first season in and watch
that. That's a perfect word for it. It's just like Mythbusters and Dirty Jobs and shit like that. I just
that woman on Mythbusters?
Carrie?
Yeah.
Oh, Carrie is married and just had a baby. Well, not just had a baby. She's got a new kid around.
I guess the impression is that she likes to get down.
Really? Well, how'd you get that impression?
They mentioned,
I was like, really? What the fuck?
They mentioned it one time on Bob and Tom. We're like, yeah, that one episode of Mythbusters, like where they were doing the myth of alcohol, and so
she drinks, yeah,
and so they had her take varying levels of alcohol and monitored her how she acted, and she was getting a little handsy.
Yeah,
getting a little like, hey, put it in me, you little Asian man.
She did a Maxim cover shoot where she was like in a lab coat and a red bra, and she had like test tubes and shit. She's pretty attractive. It's that nerdy factor.
Yeah.
It's that nerdy
factor. It's that, like, average girl.
And you know what? It's funny. I think that the past few years, and probably the next few years, people are really into redhead pale chicks.
Oh, dude, they're I love redhead
awesome
pale chicks.
Awesome right now. They're everywhere.
See, that's the thing. I don't know if I've ever had a time where I wasn't into redheaded pale chicks, and now it's kind of nice to when the stuff
it's
you
in,
like
yeah.
comes into vogue.
Yeah, what's her name? Jessica Hendricks, the girl from Mad Men, and then there's Emma Stone, and Anne Hathaway, and they're just like, oh, Emma Stone, I guess it was just announced that there's a sex tape of Emma Stone.
Yeah, I heard
back
about
like
that.
Back before she was really super famous,
but,
like
yeah,
her ex-boyfriend,
she got any fame.
Yeah, their ex-boyfriend has it, and he's like, I don't really, he's like, he seems like he's kind of sleazy, but not too bad. He's like, no, I'm not going to release it, but, you know, maybe when it's worth more money, blah, blah, blah. So
he's a businessman.
He's a businessman. I mean, you got to fucking pay the bills.
Like, you don't want to sell it at the bottom of the market. You want to sell it at the top of the market.
Like, if me and Natalie made a sex tape, and just for some reason someone was just like, dude, you know, Natalie's a really famous massage therapist around here. You know, we'll give you blah, blah, blah if you sell us the tape. Because, I mean, and I'd be like, no, I'm just joking. No, I couldn't ruin my family over that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe for enough money, Natalie would just be like, yeah, man, let's make a new one. Let's make a better one.
That would be funny if you're like, you turned down the offer, and then you came, Natalie came in one day and was like, hey, these guys want to buy our sex tape for like millions of dollars. I sold it to them. You're like, oh, so that's cool then. Okay. Just she automatically sold it on her own.
How much money would they have to give you? You and your girl make a sex tape. For it to be out there, everyone to see it. Your folks, your family, fucking people at church. How much money would you have to get to, like, completely fucking turn into Kim Kardashian overnight?
I don't know.
I do it for $10.
I have $10.
You have $10? Well, I don't
Let's shoot this thing.
I don't have the fucking... I don't have the tape, sir. There's no physical evidence.
I'd be focusing more... I say let's film it. Ellie gets home today?
No. Nah. I'm pretty sure that won't happen.
Yeah. Well, the way our society... The way technology or society or whatever is nowadays where... Just type in sex tape and you... Like, whenever you go troll around on porn sites, you can look up all the, like... What's the name for those videos? Is it couples or amateur or whatever? And it's always like a guy shooting his him and his girlfriend having sex, and then they break up, and he's like, "Look at the movie I got here." So nowadays, do you think it's more of a decline of people willing to actually film their sex? Because it's like, hey, all it takes now is just one keystroke, and then my business is out on the internet for people to see over and over and over again.
I don't think it's ever an accident.
No, I don't think it's an accident. What I'm saying is, it's so easy to post that video on the internet to where, is it more of a decline now to where people are like, hey, you want to film us having, you want to film us fucking? It's like, no, because that can get on the internet so damn easy now.
I don't really even think it's like actually having a film. Like, I don't think you would like, I don't think you film it and then you watch it over and over again. I don't think that's where it is sexy. I think it's just the act of.
Yeah, it's the maybe, naughty act of,
the
hey,
naughty
we filmed
act.
Us.
It's not like, you know, sex. Hey, you know, hey, what do you want to do tonight? Oh, I know, let's sit around and watch our collection of home movies that we made.
Right.
I don't think you ever really watch them again. Maybe like once or twice right after you make
well,
it.
Well, if the wife is on a, like is out of town for the week and you're just like...
Is that what you think, maybe? You just like kind of make your own little secret stash for when she's
that's
not
what I'm
around.
Thinking. Like you just bust it in every once in a while when you're like, I'm horny, wife's out of town.
When you're masturbating, you look at pictures of your own girl, you sick fuck. My gosh, that's your one loophole, man. No.
No. I'm just thinking it'd be interesting to where, like, I don't know if you can chart it somehow where it's like, yeah, the average amount of people actually film themselves having sex compared to nowadays where you get... Because, like, every week you hear, like, some starlet's got a sex tape out that their jaded boyfriend or girlfriend put on the internet.
Well, when you think about it, though, look how fucking rich and famous Kim Kardashian is now for getting, like...
Yeah, because what was she before that sex tape even came out?
Well, I mean, she had a famous dad. He was he was in the OJ trial.
I know, but that's it.
But that's
like,
it.
Did she... Was she... Because now she, like, designs clothes.
Yeah,
and
so, I mean,
does all
it's like...
Gay
so, I mean,
shit.
I'm sure there's people out there that'll be like, fuck, I'll do it to become as rich as Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, because... From my understanding is, before that sex tape got out, she was just...
She was well off, but she wasn't famous.
No, she wasn't famous. She just had money that she inherited probably from her dad. I think her mom probably had a career of some kind, but it wasn't like a famous career or anything.
Right, so, I mean, you gotta think about it. Some people that are just like, oh, whoops. No, it probably wasn't a fucking whoops there.
And it wasn't... It was just like the regular sex tapes you hear of, like, oh, so-and-so had sex with her boyfriend here. This was more like... I'm gonna suck your dick and I want you to spray it all over my... Like, it was like porn almost.
Yeah.
Like,
well, see, it just also
put it in my
on,
ass.
It just depends on how you deal with it because everyone hates Kim Kardashian. She's
now.
Like, she's a nasty fucking whore.
Now.
But Pamela Anderson made a sex tape and everyone's... She's a really good person.
But here's the thing.
It's like, what do you have to do to become like an okay person after your sex tape comes out? Because everyone... No one hates on Pamela Anderson.
No. I think it's with anything. If you're a bad person and something happens, it just magnifies your bad personness because you have more people that are exposed to it.
Yep. More people were pissed off about her like super expensive wedding than they were about her having a sex tape.
Yeah. Because
her wedding was like $10 million and it lasted like a week or something.
Yeah, because I think they, like everybody, I don't know if they've actually come out and said it, but I think the general understanding is everybody thinks it was staged for the show.
Right, which probably it was.
But here's the thing. Nobody knew who this girl was. All they knew was, hey, there's this good-looking girl. She's got a lot of good curves. She's got a nice butt. Having dirty sex. Let's watch it. And then somebody offered her a show. And then people were exposed to their personality. And then they realized that she is an unbelievable, shallow bitch. And so now they hate her. So anytime you ever see any news article where it's like, Kim Kardashian just bought a Ferris wheel or something, people are going to be like, oh, I fucking hate this woman. She's a whore and a hater. Whereas if it was Pamela Anderson that came out and said, I'm going to buy a Ferris wheel, people are like, all right. Because it's personalities. Because as soon as you're given a spotlight to expose your personality, then people find out who you are. So instead of going from your local circle of people who think you're an asshole, now you got a worldwide stage where people are like, wow, that guy's kind of an asshole.
I don't know. It's just amazing how many people hate her.
Because it's not like Kim Kardashian was like the best person in the world before the sex tape. Then as soon as the sex tape got made, she turned into a vapid, selfish whore.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Which weird that we got on that subject.
It is weird.
Have you seen her ass?
Yeah.
Like, that's ridiculous.
It is.
I'm not a fan of huge asses. It's almost... That's like, almost like a freakish.
It's almost mythological.
It's almost mythological. Like, oh, like, you know, the tale of fucking Kim K's ass. People are like, no, that's not real.
Like one day there'll be stories about it, and people will think of it just like they do. They think of Pan the flute guy walking around with his goat bottom hat.
Yeah, what do you call that guy?
I think his name is Pan.
No, what do you call a man that's half goat and half man? I forget. Anyways, like, I know guys that are really into...
I know a centaur is the half horse, half
man. Yeah, half horse, yeah. I know that guys that love big asses say that's too much.
Because it's ridiculous. It's like a fluke of nature.
Well, see, I've seen it in a pair of jeans, which, funny enough, kind of keeps it corralled a little bit.
Yeah, it's like, not free range.
Like, that's still not my taste.
But when you see her in a bikini, it's like...
Yeah, exactly. Like, the jeans, you're like, that's not attractive to me, but it's not freakish. And then I saw a picture of her where she's wearing, like, sweatpants, so it's able to expand as much as it fucking wants. And you're like, oh my god. Because she's so teeny everywhere else, it just looks fucking... It looks like she's got a goddamn swimming tube around her waist.
Well, and there's been some rumors that to keep her famous ass famous, that she's actually had implants done.
I know that J-Lo actually has her ass insured for $1 million.
Which, that, even though big and very unusual, like, not unusual as in weird, but I mean, like, you don't see butts like that often.
Yeah.
J-Lo's is nice, but it's not like where it's...
J-Lo was like the Kim Kardashian before Kim Kardashian.
But Kim Kardashian's butt is like having a third eye. You're like, what the hell? You're just... It's struck in odd wonder. Like, before the internet, you would... pay quarters to see her in a freak show. It's like, look at the woman with the weird ass or something. I don't know.
She is the better looking one out of the three, though.
So Kim's the main one. She's the one that started all this.
Yeah, Kim. And then there's Chloe.
Chloe's the other one.
Is Chloe the one that's kind of tall?
I think Chloe's the one that everybody makes fun of for being ugly and mannish.
They're the one that's tall.
So it's Kim, Chloe. But who's the other one that's, you know, not bad looking? And
Courtney.
Yeah. So Kim, Courtney, Chloe. Chloe's the one where, like, anytime you listen to Hollywood Babylon, it's just like,
You know what I forgot about Hollywood Babylon? It's this fucking Al Pacino. I forgot about that.
That is so lovely.
I love his Al Pacino.
But, yeah, Chloe's the one that always gets picked on for being a man. Because what do they always say? Oh, Chewy. They're always like,
some girls are built bigger.
They're I just think she has an obscenely huge head. That's what throws me on that woman. It's just, you look at her gourd and it's like...
What are they?
Armenian.
Yeah? Is that what they are?
Yep.
They've got that olive skin.
Yep. Which, I guess, left to their net, just the way their body is naturally, hair everywhere.
Armenian women? Or just them?
I guess Armenian women in general. I guess that's the what I've my understanding is that women like Armenia is like Middle Eastern area, right?
Like you'll never see the Kardashian girls out like during a full moon or what?
Well, no, it's just that they trim. And if it, like what I, when I say left their own left to nature,
like if they didn't trim, yeah.
Because obviously if you probably undressed them now and you wouldn't probably find any hair except for their eyebrows and the hair on their head. But if you kept any type of hair trimming device away from them, apparently it's like,
yeah, it's like an invading fucking horde.
They travel, barbarian horde
traveling fucking north. Wow.
Originating from the south. And
I kind of want to see it, but I kind of don't. I kind of want to be there, but I'm all set.
Like, when it comes to pubic hair, what's, like, the most you'll, that you prefer? Like, do you want it completely shaved, or do you want maybe a landing strip, or maybe, like, a little triangle?
A triangle? Jesus Christ.
Or,
like, what's my favorite, and then what's, like, my worst case scenario? Well,
okay, so, I guess from scale. Scale, zero being completely shaved.
Yeah, zero, bro. To zero, negative one.
So you don't want anything besides shaved?
You won't, well, no. I'm saying, I thought we were going from okay. What's my favorite to what's
so
like...
If you had a choice, you choose shaved. Okay, yes. I'll go with you there. But I mean, like, what's an acceptable level? Like,
I don't know.
Zero being completely shaved, 10 being natural bush.
Well, it depends, because some girls' natural bush is like on their fucking legs and thighs and up on their stomach.
And some
and
girls'
shit.
Natural bush is like the little normal triangle thing.
I mean, I don't care if it's natural, just I think it's more of a length issue.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's like longer than the hair on my head.
Like if it's longer than quarter inch?
I'll deal with peach fuzz and like a little hair. Wait, I mean, I'm not a prude.
What's that, quarter, eighth? What's that?
No, Jesus Christ, dude. It's like a centimeter. That's like fucking 5 o'clock shadow. You're a tough man to please, sir. You're just like, man, just gotta fucking get that shit laser. No, I mean,
I'm the tough one to please. We're talking to you, and you're like, negative one.
No,
people
I mean,
start to peel the skin off of that.
No, part. I'm saying that's my best case scenario. I'm saying I'll deal with a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot.
Every single time, I wouldn't want to, but I mean, if there's like, I don't know what circumstance it would be for not shaving. But I mean,
I'm just saying like Natalie wakes up from a coma after 6 months,
and she's like, there's
and she's
no
like,
time,
Tim. I've finally come back awake, and I've missed you so much. I've missed living, and I'm so full of life and joy that I just want to have sex with you right now. And you're like,
urgh. Well, see, there's the difference. Are we talking sex, or are we talking about eating some peaches?
Let's say that she's like, won't you eat my peaches? I'm alive! Eat my peaches!
If I'm going down there with my face, I may be a little bit more picky than if we're just having sex.
Yeah, because you could, I guess it wouldn't really matter if you're having sex. Unless you get lost.
No. No, I mean, if we're having sex, I mean, but seriously, there is a big difference there. I mean, and if I don't have, like, any fucking combs or hair gel at my disposal.
Why aren't you in my vagina? Oh, I thought I was. What? You need to shave this back. Jeez.
So here's my rule, then. You know what? If whatever you want to do down there, that's great. Go ahead and do that. But if you want me to do something a little extracurricular down there, you know, fucking make it presentable. How about that?
Yeah, because
I won't hate unless you want me to. If you want, you know, if you want
well,
me to.
Well, fair's fair. If you wanted a blowjob, like, okay, if you knew you were going to go on a date and you knew you were going to get a blowjob, you'd trim the area up beforehand, right? You wouldn't just be like, hey, she's going to just have to accept my man bush.
No, I mean, well, I mean, there's a difference there. When you're married, you may just be like, fuck that. I'm not going to shave. But, I mean, a first date, I mean, yeah. you're like a
well,
turtle
let's
shell.
Let's say it's a couple dates into it, and you know you're going to get a blowjob. Let's just, for whatever reason, she telegraphed you through
this mystical,
through the wires.
Magical woman is just like, hey, dude, just want you to know, fourth date, blowjob. So I'm like, oh, shit, this is the fourth date. So I shave it. I'm a shaving person.
Because,
I'll say that right
because
now.
Fair is fair. You wouldn't want to bury your face in a bush. You wouldn't want them to bury theirs in a bush.
Well, then there's also, let me throw this one at you. For one, as far as I know, girls like it trimmed, manscaped, or shaved. They appreciate it also. Also, the illusion that it's a lot bigger when it's shaved. Third, I know from experience, I'm not going to say where, who, or when, but when you're completely shaved down there, it feels a lot fucking better for them and you. They go crazy over it. It feels better. Because, I mean, like, my yard has a big pile of leaves, and it almost creates kind of a cushion. So if you've got a big bush, it's creating, like, you're losing, like, probably an inch and a half just based off of how thick that hair is when it's all matted together and pressed down. So not only does it look bigger, it actually gives you a little bit more penetration, and when you're both slippery like fucking seals down there, it feels a lot better. So there's a lot of, and I'll say it right now, I shave all my pubic hair off. I try to keep up with it as much as I can. Sometimes it may just be like, you know, full moon fucking down there, maybe little funny shadows down there. But for the most part, I mean, I try to keep it presentable. You know what I mean?
It looks like a hedge eating a snake.
Yeah, you know, it may be like some time where, oh my gosh, your pubic hair is longer than your dick right now. It looks like a little button. It looks like a fucking button on a cardigan.
Oh, like in that, the second Harold and Kumar, where they go over to that guy's house, they borrow his car, and he walks, steps out of the pool.
Yeah,
it may be. You can't even see his dick, he's got so much pubic hair.
Yeah. But, you gotta do what you gotta do.
If we get rid of sex, the sexual component, I like to do it just because it's more of a comfort issue. Because if it's short and trimmed, it just feels more comfortable.
You hear it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Ben, like a fucking slippery seal.
Yes, like a slippery seal. But do you notice that too, or it's more comfort, more...
But the only thing that I don't find comfortable about it is, okay, so...
When you start to get the stubble
growing
back.
Yeah, I was about to say, if you shave...
I don't like... I bought a trimmer just for that.
Yeah, see, like, if you
because
shave...
Because I've shaved before, right. And the first day, maybe 2 days, it feels great. But then the stubble grows back.
Yeah.
It's like you got razor blades all
over
your...
Yeah, the stubble is not something that a girl appreciates. Like, once it gets past that length where it's not stubble and it's
well, and you
soft,
probably noticed that, too. Like, you go down on a girl that, like, maybe she's starting to get a little stubble growing back. It's tearing your face up.
I find it funny that when you're talking about a girl's stubble growing back, you just pointed to your upper lip like we were talking about a mustache.
Well, no, I was
Are you talking about a girl growing her mustache?
No, I was making the hand movement like you're
no,
down
but
there
you're like,
and
that's
she's
growing
she's
fucking,
rubbing up against your
she's
face.
She's growing her hair back right here. Natalie doesn't have a mustache.
No, I didn't. Well, my hand was doing it like...
It was just funny because I immediately was like, is he talking about a mustache?
I think December should be mustache December. You and I, we're just going to try and do a mustache.
Well, you know, there was a lady that grew out a beard for Movember. I don't know how she did it. But she was like, I'm going to grow
she
out a
beard.
She must
have a shitload of testosterone.
Or maybe she took it just so she could grow a beard.
Because I've seen women, and usually it's either elderly women or cat bag ladies. Or bag ladies. Cat ladies. Whatever. That for some reason, I don't know what if it's the testosterone or what, but you see them walk into the store, and it's like... And you're like, holy shit.
Well, there we go. And that'll do it for this podcast. We'll leave you on the note of how the fuck do women grow beards if they want to grow one?
Yeah. And
do a little research.
If you're a lady and you've ever wondered, hey, what? I wonder how I would be taken if I had a mustache. It's not good. People don't like it.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're going to do like some Ringling Brothers.
Unless you never want to have sex again or be married or have a date. Don't, you know, grow a mustache then if you want that.
Maybe we're missing out. Maybe, like, the mustache tickles your shaft when she's going down on it or something. Maybe we're missing out. Maybe there's something to this gay thing. Buddy.
Maybe there is.
I mean, maybe, if I wanted to be a gay man, I think it would have to be with a guy that's got, like, a full-on beard because it probably tickles.
On that note,
we'll talk to you next week.
Tim, send Tim your numbers.
That's right. Bearded men of the world, unite on my shaft.
Bye-bye. We love you.